Every other diplomat representing the Russian Federation at its Prague embassy and several consulates across the Czech Republic works for Russian intelligence services, according to the 2006 annual report by Czech Counterintelligence. The report, published on Wednesday, also highlights other security risks, including an increasing influence by organized crime in the state sector. Jan Richter has more.
The recently published report for 2006 by Czech Counterintelligence Service has claimed that out of 60 Russian Federation diplomats based in the Czech Republic, about a half of them work for Russian intelligence services, collecting sensitive information on their host country. Jiří Schneider, the program director of the Prague Security Studies Institute and former political director at the Czech Foreign Ministry, says the motivation is mainly economics related.
There is definitely a demand to establish or re-establish positions of economic influence on the free market, and especially in some strategic areas or sectors of the free market, like the energy market, which is of obvious interest for Russia. Moreover, after our entry into EU and NATO, I think we are the target for acquiring information of various level of sensitivity concerning the functioning of these institutions and also important elements of military.
The report by Czech intelligence maintains that Russian diplomats who were expelled from other democratic countries are often sent to the Czech Republic. When refused entry, the Russian party reacts inadequately and from a position of power. Other favorite covers for collaborators with Russian intelligence include journalists and positions in Russian-owned businesses. Intelligence services of the Russian Federation operating on Czech territory organize media campaigns and other activities supporting Russian interests.
Judging from this open information, I think it's only natural that Russia is interested in following the development in the Czech Republic. The only problem is that it is, and this is an indication from the report, it is using more or less the old methods, and it's not using the modern methods, which is basically acquiring information through open sources, because, I mean, most of this information are available.
According to the BIS, Russian intelligence operatives have also been trying to establish contacts with some of the Russian-speaking organized crime gangs in the Czech Republic. On the whole, organized crime is another major threat for the Czech Republic's security. Jiří Schneider of the Prague Security Studies Institute again.
What I found really as a high warning is the information that there is an increasing overlap or penetration of the organized crime structures into the state and local authorities. And especially, as it is indicated, the aim is to get impunity for some operations by compromising important people, decision makers, and it also influence decisions, be it in judiciary or law enforcement, but also in public tenders and contracting.
The 2006 annual report also focuses on homespun political extremism, pointing out that both far-right and far-left movements in the Czech Republic are on the decrease.